Hey there, overthinkers. It's your girl, Laura Bennett here, back with another dose of daily sanity, or at least a shot at it. You know, life can be a wild roller coaster sometimes, throwing curveballs and leaving us feeling rattled. But what if I told you that building emotional intelligence is like putting on your mental seatbelt? It helps you navigate those twists and turns with grace, even when things get bumpy. Think about it, ever felt like you were riding an emotional wave, getting swept up by every thought and feeling? Or maybe you've reacted impulsively to a situation, only to regret it later. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's not about being happy all the time, because let's be real, life throws some serious lemons our way sometimes. It's about understanding your emotions, managing them effectively, and using them to your advantage. Ready to become a resilience rockstar? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. It's about knowing your emotional triggers, those things that set off your alarm bells. Is it criticism, pressure, or maybe a certain type of music? Identifying these triggers helps you anticipate how you might react and choose a more conscious response. You know the feeling when someone says something that just hits a nerve? With self-awareness, you can pause before reacting, take a deep breath, and respond instead of automatically firing off a defensive statement. Next, we have emotional regulation. It's like being a mental chef, knowing how to blend those emotions into something delicious, or at least palatable. This means learning techniques to calm yourself down when things get intense. Think deep breathing exercises, meditation, or even just taking a walk in nature. Remember that time you were about to blow your top over a spilled coffee? With emotional regulation, you could have channeled that anger into finding a solution instead of creating a mini apocalypse in the kitchen. Thirdly, empathy is key. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. This doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it does mean understanding where they're coming from. Think about that time you had a disagreement with a friend. If you could have empathized with their viewpoint, maybe you could have found a solution that worked for both of you. Now let's talk about communication. It's not just about saying the words, it's about expressing yourself clearly and honestly while also being receptive to what others have to say. Think active listening, really paying attention to what someone is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. You know that feeling when you're talking to someone, but they're just scrolling through their phone? Ouch. Effective communication builds bridges instead of creating walls. Lastly, self-motivation is your secret weapon. It's about setting goals, staying focused, and pushing yourself forward even when things get tough. Think about the time you decided to learn a new skill or take on a challenging project. That self-motivation in action, the fuel that keeps you going when the going gets rough. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's constantly battling imposter syndrome. She doubts her abilities, even when she's creating stunning work. Then, she discovers the power of emotional intelligence. She starts practicing mindfulness, identifying her triggers like negative self-talk, and actively challenges those thoughts with positive affirmations. She learns to regulate her emotions by taking breaks when needed and practicing gratitude for her talents. Sarah starts communicating more assertively, advocating for herself, and celebrating her successes. Them. She's now a confident, resilient professional who thrives in her field. That's the magic of emotional intelligence. It empowers you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So remember, my friends, cultivate self-awareness, manage your emotions like a pro, practice empathy, communicate effectively, and stay self-motivated. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to build your emotional intelligence muscle? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation rolling. And remember, a quiet mind is a powerful mind. See you tomorrow for another dose of overthinking detox.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.